Throughout Be'ezah Hashem, we learned of Chav Zayin, the Masechtas Kedushin. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation of Be'inan Tzibur Moiloi. Is Kinyan Agav accomplished only if the Metatlin were situated on the actual Karka, or even if the Metatlin are not on the actual Karka? Sada B'mecher Metatlin B'matana. Kinyan Agav is accomplished even if the Karka and Metatlin are given in two different ways, such as the Karka was for a sale, while the Metatlin was a gift. The question of Sada L'echa the Metatlin L'achar, whether Kinyan Agav is accomplished even if the Karka and Metatlin are for different recipients. If the seller told someone to acquire the Karka for yourself, and with it Metatlin for someone else, or not. Rava's halacha of Loi Nosan Dimei Kulon, Loi Kana, Ela Keneged Ma'isef. Kinyan Agav acquires all the Metatlin only if the seller was paid completely for all the Metatlin. However, if the seller was only paid partially, Kinyan Agav acquires only the Metatlin that were paid for. Gilgul Shvua Min HaTorah. Once a person is obligated to give a Shvua about one issue, he can be asked to give a Shvua about another issue for which, in and of itself, he would not be obligated in the Shvua. The Torah source for Gilgul Shvua is in the pasuk that refers to a Saita, a straying woman. The halacha is that a woman is considered a Saita after Kinu B'stira. If her husband warned her not to be secluded with another man, and there are witnesses that they were secluded, she's brought to Beis Din, where she must attest under a shvua, under oath, that she did not transgress the Isser Eishes Ish, and she then drinks the May Saita.